Here's an audio test for microphone number one for the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Here's an audio test for microphone number two between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. We welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark on a picture-perfect evening as the 31-30 Salem Red Sox are set to battle against the 20-40 Delmarva Shorebirds for Game 5 of the six-game series. Let's get you the Shorebirds starting lineup for Game number 5. It'll be started off by the left fielder in number 26, Michel L. Dayson. It's followed by the right fielder in number 9, Heston Kerstad. Batting third in the order is the shortstop at number 17, Isaac De Leon, followed by the cleanup hitter and third baseman number 27, Noel Bert Romero. The second baseman number 15, Frederick Benkosme, bats fifth, while the designated hitter and number 20, Ryan Higgins, bats sixth. Seventh in the order, it's the first baseman number 40, Roberto Martinez, followed by the center fielder and number 38, Steven Acevedo. And rounding out the order, it's the catcher and number 32, Brian Hernandez. Out on the mound, they get the start today for the Salem Red Sox. It is number 5, Enritus Cena, who makes his third start of the season here for Salem. Haven't gotten to see much of Cena this season, just got activated about a week ago and made a second start on the season. So there's really not much to look in on the season for Cena so far, but he does have a 1.93 ERA with a 0-0 record, and he's pitched 4 2/3 innings of work, in which he is allowed 5 hits, 1 earned run, but only walking 1 batter, striking out 5 and opponents at 263 against the Salem right-handed starter. So the Salem Red Sox currently lead this series 3-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds in what was one of the fastest games we have had this season, under 2 hours, as the Salem Red Sox took down the Delmarva Shorebirds by the final score of 3-1. Early offense in that matchup got the Red Sox going on in the direction in which they were able to win back-to-back games for the first time this week. And as we prepare now for game number 62 of the Salem Red Sox season. The pitch is fired away and into the zone for strike number one. And we are live in Salem as Daesun goes down 0-1 in the count. Cena steps in and fires the 0-1 pitch, and it finds the zone again for the strike two call. So not Luis Valdez leading off today for Delmarva. He's led off all four previous games, but not in the lineup today, as the 0-2 pitch is sent down the right field line and goes out of play. Fans filing in here at Salem Memorial Park. It is African-American Heritage Night tonight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-2 pitch to Daesun, and the breaking ball stays upstairs to bring the count to one ball and two strikes. So Daesun, who is back into the order today for Delmarva, but jumping up from the sixth spot to the one, has a higher responsibility today, and he makes the count even on a 2-2 as the pitch goes low. This series, Daesun has a 1-5 stat line at the plate. He has been hit by a pitch, and a 2-2 pitch here from Cena, and this is ripped up the left side. It gets through for a base hit, and the leadoff batter is on for Delmarva. It's a leadoff single by Michelle L. Daesun. So with that single, we'll see Heston Kerstedt step up to the plate. But first, let's take a look at the Salem Red Sox defense. Out in left field today, it is Tyler Miller, followed by Carson Simas at center field and Daryl Balin in right field. Moving to the infield, it is Edison Paulino at third base. Marcelo Meyer back in the lineup at shortstop. Brainer Bonazzi at second base and Blaze Jordan out at first. The battery today, we've already talked about Cena, and Nathan Hickey behind the dish for the first time this series as Cena fires a first pitch strike to Kerstedt at 94 miles per hour into the zone. So if you guys are just joining us here on MILB.TV, we are underway. It's the top of the first inning, a scoreless game between Salem and Delmarva as Cena will take a look over at first base to check in on the runner. Our first pitch time was 6.07 p.m., and the temperature here at Salem is nearly perfect, 79 degrees Fahrenheit, although some big-time winds in the area as the 0-1 pitch misses outside to even the count of one ball and one strike. I mean, if you take a look at the flags here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, it is just straight away out of the stadium, so you can expect some well-hit balls today to travel quite some distance. Right now we're registering at 16 miles per hour to the southeast. 1-1 pitch as Kerstedt tries to bite the high cheese, but he misses, and the count goes to 1-2. So we'll see how these dimensions play into a factor today. 325 to left field, 325 to right field, 401 to straightaway center. The 1-2 pitch from Cena steps in and fires away and straight back to the screen, keeps the count at one ball and two strikes. Elliot Melton is behind the plate tonight, calling balls and strikes for the third time this week, as Chaz Patterson back in the base path position. He's currently just to the right of the pitcher's mound from the vantage point from behind the plate. So the 1-2 pitch, Cena steps in, and Kerstedt will swing and miss for strike number three, and Rita Cena has his first strikeout of the night, one away in the top of the first. 0-0 ball game between Delmarva and Salem, and Isaac De Leon, who is at shortstop tonight, will come to the plate. The right-handed batter will go against the right-handed pitcher. 196 on the season for De Leon. And has had a pretty good week here in Salem, as you'll watch the first pitch miss low and away for ball number one. 3 of 10 on the week. But he has a double and three RBIs for the Shorebird side. That double actually was a two RBI double in the early going in Thursday night's action. 1-0 pitch from Cena, and this is lifted out towards center field. Carson Simas moving back to the warning track and will make the grab. A little miscommunication between him and the right fielder of Balin, but he's able to come down with the baseball for the second out of the inning. And Daesun will hold at first base as he did not tag on the play. So the question is, how much will we see of Rita Cena tonight? As we mentioned, it's only his third start of the season for the Salem Red Sox, and Tyler Uberstein, the other half of the tandem tonight. So we'll probably get to see these two pitchers who have had some great starts this season for Salem get a look on this Saturday. Noel Burt Romero at the plate and fouls off the first pitch off the glove of Nathan Hickey. So the count goes 0-1 for the cleanup hitter for Delmarva. Out at third base today for the Shorebirds. 0-1 hole here to number 27 of Delmarva. Cena will fire in, and Romero on the check swing, and Elliot Melton said he went and drops 0-2 in the count. The Salem Red Sox, they are wearing their red baseball jerseys with the blue lettering going through the front and the back of the uniform with the white baseball pants. They also have the dark blue cap with the red S on the front. 0-2 pitch on the way, and Romero will watch it go low and outside, and he works the count back to 1-2. Meanwhile, the Delmarva Shorebirds are going with their black uniforms with the orange lettering and numbering in the front and the back of their uniform with the gray baseball pants. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Cena. He steps in and fires away. Romero will swing and miss for strike number three. Two punch outs for Cena in the top of the first. And after giving off that leadoff single, we go into the bottom of the first, scoreless here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first look at the Red Sox offense when we come back on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the first inning here between Salem and Delmarva, scoreless so far, as we'll get our first look at the Red Sox offense. Let's get you the batting order today for Salem. It starts off with the third baseman, number 9, Edison Paulino, followed by the second baseman, number 19, Brainer Bonazzi. The shortstop, number 10, Marcelo Meyer, returns to the lineup and bats third, while the catcher, number 11, Nathan Hickey, bats fourth. First baseman, number 24, Blaze Jordan, bats fifth, followed by the designated hitter and number 12, Nico Cavadas. The left fielder, number 14, Tyler Miller, bats 7th, while center fielder, number 16, Carson Simas, bats 8th. And then rounding out the order, it's the right fielder and number 44, Daryl Balin. First pitch on the way from Portes will go outside for ball number 1, and that is our starting pitcher tonight for the Delmarva Shorebirds. It is number 10 and Edgar Portes, the 19-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Fires the first pitch outside, and on the 1-0, this will miss outside again for ball number 2. Only one start on the season for Portes. It came against Fayetteville back on June 7th. Pitched 4 innings, gave up 4 hits, and 4 earned runs to the Woodpeckers. As Paulino will pop the 2-0 pitch just above her head, you may have heard the bang on top of the roof ahead of me, but that's the first strike in the Paulino at-bat. So the righty-lefty matchup to get things going as Portes will fire 3-1 up and away. We look at this lineup. You can expect the first four batters to be in the left-hander's batter's box before Blaze Jordan will come out to go against the right-hander. So we'll see if that gives the advantage to the Red Sox tonight. Hitter's pitch on the way to Paulino, and this is popped up again just to our left as it heads into the seats. And the count goes to 3-2. Looking back on that start for Portes, he pitched 78 pitches, got 6 strikeouts, walked 3 batters, and the 3-2 pitch to Paulino has popped up. This one's in play, moving out towards center field as Acevedo will camp underneath of it and make the grab for out number 1. So we mentioned the Delmarva uniform. They're also rocking the black baseball hats with the D sign on front of it, representing Delmarva. First time taking the field in today's game. 0-0 is our score between Delmarva and Salem. You're in the bottom of the first. So Brian Bonazzi at the plate. First pitch to him will go low and inside and make the count 1-0. Looking at the Shorebirds defensive alignment today, Dayson is out in left field, Acevedo in center, Kerstad at right as Bonazzi will chop the 1-0 pitch foul down the first baseline to even the count at one apiece. Romero at third base, De Leon at shortstop, Ben Cosme at second base, and Martinez is out at first base. Brian Hernandez back behind the plate tonight for the second straight game, the 1-1 pitch, and that will fall into the zone for strike two. The break here there from Portes. He actually was set to make his second start of the season back on Sunday, but the game between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds was canceled. 1-2 pitch, and Bonazzi will watch it go upstairs for ball number two. So even count of two balls and two strikes with one away in the bottom of the first. Base paths are clear for the Red Sox. Portes steps into the 2-2, and Bonazzi will drive this opposite field down the left field line, reaching out and unable to make the grab, just Dayson. Bonazzi at first base. He will go into second. He will halt for a one-out double, but it's a stand-up double, and it's the first base hit of the afternoon for the Salem Red Sox. Well, big turn at the bag for Bonazzi. He was coming in hot to second base, and he was about a good 10 to 15 feet past the second base bag, and he almost took a tumble as he was trying to work back to the bag, but fortunately, Dayson doesn't have that much of a cannon to get Bonazzi out at the bag, but a runner in scoring position for Salem as Marcelo Meyer will take to the plate. First pitch on the way to Meyer, a swing and a miss for strike number one. Meyer was not in last night's lineup for the Salem Red Sox, as he has struggled this series for Salem. He is actually hitless so far in the first three games, 0 of 11 to be exact. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Meyer, and the pitch will go low and even the count at 1-1. So Bonassi's double is the first base hit for Salem today. Both teams now have a base hit as we are in the bottom of the first, still a 0-0 game between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. Portes with a look over at Bonazzi at second, and I'll step in and fire the 1-1 pitch. Meyer down the right field line, but it will hook foul, and the count turns to 1-2. A little bit more about today's starter for the Shorebirds. He pitched with the FCL Orioles back in 2021, had a 2-1 record with a 6.84 ERA. Only 25 innings of work, he allowed 27 hits, 19 earned runs, while striking out 25 and walking 19. Meyer steps out of the box to reset before this 1-2 pitch comes his way. Portes will look over to Bonazzi. Now focuses back to the plate. Fires the 1-2, and Meyer will swing and miss for strike number three. The first punch out of the night for Portes, and it brings two outs up here in the bottom of the first. So now Nathan Hickey, the catcher for the Salem Red Sox tonight, will make it his first appearance at the plate this series. Did not play the first four games, was actually in the starting lineup for Salem on Tuesday, but was a last-minute scratch for Jose Garcia. And Hickey will watch the first pitch come down the middle for strike number one. A 256 hitter on the year for Salem. Four home runs, 30 RBIs. And he has the cleanup responsibilities today. Bonazzi still at second base after that one-out double. And the 0-1 pitch to Hickey will be fouled back straight into the screen, bringing the count to 0-2. Fun fact about Portes in that 2021 year, he pitched 25 innings, only gave up one home run, but in his four innings of work against Fayetteville, he gave up two. So obviously Portes will try to lower the long ball count as it was not a great first start in the Carolina League. 0-2 pitch will go up and away for ball number one. And it makes the count 1-2 strikes. And Salem has enjoyed the long ball this series. Home runs for multiple players coming to mind. Of course, Paulino already was at the plate. Next two up have hit a home run as well as this week. Blaze Jordan and Nico Cavadas. 1-2 pitch to Hickey, and he pops this up just over the screen as he'll come behind the plate, bringing the count to 1-2. 0-0 is our score between Salem and Delmarva, just underway in this one. It's the bottom of the first inning. Onasi is the first base runner from both sides to move into scoring position with that one-out double. Portes looks at Onasi, fires the 1-2. Hickey will hold off a breaking ball that will go low, and it evens the count at 2 apiece. So the Salem Red Sox come in today's game a half game back of the Carolina League North Division lead. And as we have about only a handful of games, which is actually 5 including tonight to be exact, before that first half of the season comes to an end on Thursday, June 23rd. Deuces wild now for Nathan Hickey, as Portes will step in, and Hickey will hit a hot shot towards the second baseman. Ben Cosme with a great glove as he will make a throw over to Martinez in time for the third out of the inning. So Bonassi grabs the first extra base hit of the evening for either side, but the Salem Red Sox strand the base runner at second as we will go into the second inning tied at 0 apiece at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Shorebirds 5-6-7 is due up when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Top of the second inning between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. We are scoreless through one inning to play. Both teams with a base hit so far today, but no one has been able to cross home plate just yet. Frederick Ben Cosme, he made a great defensive play to end the bottom of the first inning. He will lead off the second here for the Shorebirds. He'll be followed by Ryan Higgins and Roberto Martinez. First pitch to Ben Cosme will go right down the middle for the strike one call. Cena delivered 17 pitches in the first inning. 12 of them were strikes. Pretty good ratio for number 5 of Salem. But the 0-1 pitch will miss low to even the count of 1-1. From my vantage point right now, no clouds in the sky here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Plenty of sunshine. And the 1-1 pitch by Ben Cosme will be a bounce over to Jordan's side. He will scoop it up and tag first base all by himself for the first out of the second. So we'll get our first look of the series for Ryan Higgins, the designated hitter for the Delmarva Shorebirds. He was just activated off the injury list as of today. Infielder for Delmarva will just get back in the rotation of things today with the designated hitter role. He bats 6 in the order, and the first pitch from Cena goes upstairs for ball number 1. And the 1-0 pitch will be swung on and missed to make the count 1-1. The same dislocated shoulder that ended his 2021 season was the reason He was on the injury list for quite some time as he takes the 1-1 pitch outside for ball number two. Missed some time from May 31st through June 18th, so about 3 weeks of baseball. 2-1 pitch to Higgins. He'll watch the fastball just miss low at 94. Hitter's pitch coming up for the designated hitter. Hit his first career home run this season, though, for Delmarva back on May 7th. In the 3-1 pitch, he was looking for the fence there as he foul tips it into the glove of Hickey for strike number two. Full count to Higgins with one away. As Cena will take a long look in. And here's the kick. Fires away, and Higgins will swing and miss for strike number three. Cena, more like Sia, it's his third punch out of the game, and it's the first one of the inning. Two away in the top of the second, still scoreless between Salem and Delmarva. We'll now see Roberto Martinez, the first baseman who bats seventh in the order, come to the plate. Martinez has had a pretty good week here in Salem, 4 of 11 to be exact, as he takes the first pitch for strike number one. A 269 hitter on the season for the Shorebirds. Four RBIs, one home run. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball that will drop in for strike number two. So Cena with a nice start to the at-bat to Martinez. Here's the 0-2 pitch, the kick delivery, and it's into the zone. Another breaking ball gets him looking for strike number three. That's already four punch-outs for Salem's number five. The righty just tossed a 1-2-3 inning for the Red Sox, and we move to the bottom of the second, scoreless here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the second inning. 5-6-7 is due up for the Red Sox in the 0-0 ball game between Delmarva and Salem. So Blaze Jordan, Nico Cavadas, and Tyler Miller will all come to the plate for the first time in today's game. Portis out for another inning of work, and Jordan's first pitch he sees is fouled down the third base line, bringing the count to 0-1. Well, Jordan is 5 of 11 this week for the Salem Red Sox. He had a three-run home run back on Tuesday's 12-3 win for the Red Sox over the Shorebirds. He also has five RBIs this week for the Red Sox. Base paths are clear right now for Blaze Jordan. And here's the 0-1 pitch from Portes. It's a chopper down the third baseline. It's gloved in by Romero. Throws it from one corner to the other in time for the first out of the inning. So one away here in the bottom of the second. 0-0 ball game between these two sides. And Nico Cavadas, who has had quite the week for Salem, takes over the DH responsibilities today. 5 of 12. But I mean, it's been all power hitting for Salem's number 12. First pitch to Cavadas will go just upstairs for ball number one. Three home runs this week for the Red Sox, eight RBIs, We mentioned the 5-12, but he's also got a great OBP as he's been walked five times as well, and he's halfway to another one as the Pistons is low and away for ball number two. So two balls and zero strikes with one away. Portes steps in, and Cavadas will watch it go into the zone for strike number one. 10 home runs this season for the Red Sox. That is the most out of anyone on the roster. 39 RBIs as well. Cavadas has turned it up this week against Delmarva. 2-1 pitch to Nico Cavadas, and it's low and away. So 3-1 count coming on the way to the designated hitter for Salem. Tyler Miller awaits on deck with one out in the bottom of the second. Portes takes a nice deep breath at the rubber and starts to wind up with 2 seconds left on the pitch clock. And the breaking ball to Cavadas will miss low and inside for ball number four. And he's walked for the sixth time this series. And the Red Sox had their first base runner of the second in Nico Cavadas. So with one away here in the bottom of the second, Tyler Miller seeks to get his first hit for Salem this week. He has played in every game for the Red Sox, but he has struggled to get going. 0-15 for Tyler Miller. Maybe this is the day that he finds his groove as the first pitch from Portes just misses upstairs for ball number one. His batting average has dropped down to 185, but he still has some impressive stats with 7 home runs and 20 RBIs. He's still an everyday guy for Luke Montz. 1-0 pitch to Miller, and that is popped up, maybe just in front of the plate, as moving back to try to make the catch, and it's dropped. Portes fires it over to second, and it gets in the center field. Cavadas is trying to take off to third, as the center fielder has a trouble holding on to it, and Miller will get into second. Runners in scoring position at second and third for the Red Sox, with one away. A little league play for the Delmarva infield as it was popped up about 5 to 10 feet in front of home plate, and Portes and Martinez were both reaching out to try to make the catch. They were unable to do so, so Cavadas had to take off for second base, and Portes was trying to get the force out the bag, but he fired it out towards center field, so Cavadas moved to third, and Tyler Miller, who was probably fully anticipating on being the second out of the inning, finds himself in scoring position at second after two costly errors by the Shorebirds. So what an opportunity here for Salem. And most importantly, Carson Simas, the center fielder, who has runners on second and third with one away. Portes fires the first pitch to Simas, a breaking ball that finds the zone for strike number one. So two errors on the play. We don't know how the first one would go, but you have to imagine the second will go against Portes, and now they're saying three errors on the play as well, so just a play to forget for Delmarva, as the 0-1 pitch will go low and away, evening the count of one ball and one strike. You have to think in those situations, you would imagine the infielders would have the priority of making the pop-up grab, but there was four players around the area trying to grab that pop-up from Miller. 1-1 pitch to Simas as is lifted to the right side. The question is, will it be deep enough as Kerstad will come in, make the grab? Neither runner will tag as Kerstad fires it in fast to De Leon, the shortstop. And Cavadas holds at third. Miller stops at second. And now there's two outs in the bottom of the second. So Simas popped it up to the right side of the field. And I mean the right side as in the right, but also the correct way you want to go. If you're thinking about advancing the runner from third to home, but it just did not have the distance. And Kerstad was really flashing that arm when he was able to make the throw into the infield. So now two outs, the number nine hitter. It's Darryl Bailyn. He's got runners on second and third for the Red Sox. And the first pitch to Bailyn will be watched on as it goes low for ball number one. So second appearance this week for Bailyn in the starting lineup for the Red Sox. He went 0-3 back on Thursday night. He suffered two strikeouts for Salem. 1-0 pitch to Bailyn. Steps in and a breaking ball will catch the zone for strike number one. So 1-1 count in this scoreless ball game between Salem and Delmarva with two away. The Red Sox have two base runners in scoring position after three errors committed by the Shorebirds. 1-1 pitch to Dalen, and it goes low and away for ball number two. Seamus had an opportunity of getting a sacrifice fly or putting the ball in play to drive in the first few runs of the game, but was unable to do so as Kerstad made the catch out and right. But Balin has a 2-1 count lead. Portes steps in, and Balin's eye says him not to go for that high heater, as it's now a hitter's pitch for Balin. He does have a home run this season for the Red Sox. That came in the previous homestead against the Columbia Fireflies. He does have three RBIs as well. And a hit to the outfield will most likely gain that total up to five. 3-1 pitch to Balin, and it spikes in front of home plate, and it gets to the backstop. Balin is walked as Cavadas scores from third. Miller gets into third base, and the Salem Red Sox lead 1-0 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So maybe not the way that the Red Sox were anticipating on getting their first run of the game, but a wild pitch by Portes as it gets past the catcher of Hernandez drives in that first run. And Darryl Balin for a minute didn't realize he was walked as he stepped out of the batter's box and watched Cavadas score and then took off the shin guards and tossed the barrel to the dugout as he gets the free pass to first base. So we go to the top of the order, and Ennis and Paulino, the first pitch, will go upstairs for ball number one. Runners on the corners, Tyler Miller at third base, Darryl Balin at first. 1-0, Salem has a lead. And Portes, with a long look, will step and fire away to Paulino, and it's once again upstairs for ball number two. A wild second inning, which has seen the Red Sox bring their first run into the game, but have not recorded a hit in this frame. 2-0 pitch. Portes steps in, and Paulino pops it up. Over to the left side, finding the sunlight is Romero as he moves back, and it's actually going to be Isaac De Leon who calls off the third baseman who makes the grab for out number three. But the Salem Red Sox are on the board first tonight as they get a run scored off a wild pitch by Edgar Portes. They score Nico Cavadas from third. They get the Red Sox the 1-0 lead. We head to the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Top of the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox pick up a run in the bottom of the second and lead the Delmarva Shorebirds by the score of 1-0. 8-9-1 for the Shorebirds here in the third. As the first pitch to Steven Acevedo is launched out to left field, Miller looking up, and it is gone. And on the first pitch of the third inning, the Delmarva Shorebirds tie it up at one apiece as Steven Acevedo hits his first home run of 2022. It's the Shorebirds 1, the Red Sox 1. We mentioned how the wind might have an effect with the long ball today, but the sound off the barrel of Acevedo made that impact on the crowd and the Delmarva team that looked like it was heading in the direction of a tied ball game as Cena will fire a first pitch strike, which is swung on and missed by Brian Hernandez. So that one run lead that the Red Sox had has been erased, and Hernandez will hit this one onto the right side as it gets through for a base hit. And a pair of base hits to get this top of the third inning started off for the Shorebirds with the 8-9 part of the order. So it is our Hernandez single with nobody out. And now Michel Aldeson will come to the plate with the runner on first in this 1-1 ball game. For Acevedo, that will also be RBI number 2 on the season. With that solo shot and the first pitch on the way to Deson drops in the zone for strike number 1. So Cena was working pretty well his first time through the order of Delmarva. 4 strikeouts in the process. Gave up 3 base hits as the 0-1 will go hot inside. And it brings the count to 1-1. The leadoff single was by Deson back in the first inning. And then the other 2 hits have come here in the third after a 1-2-3 performance by Cena in the second. 1-1 pitch from Cena. Steps in and fires and goes back to the breaking ball and is able to catch the zone again for strike number 2. So Deson, we mentioned that single back in the first inning. 1-1 today, a .227 batter here in 2022. Out of left field today for the Shorebirds. 1-2 pitch and it goes inside as it misses the zone for ball number 2. So even count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cena takes a look over at Hernandez at first. And now we'll fire the 2-2 away. Deson will swing and miss. It's into the dirt. But it goes down for strike number 3 as there's no run attempt there from Deson as first base is occupied. So it's strikeout number 5 on the day for Cena as Deson will go down swinging for the first out of the inning. It's now the number 2 overall selection in the 2020 MLB draft to the plate as Heston Kerstad, who is 0-1 today with a strikeout swinging back in the first, will try to keep the momentum this third inning going. A leadoff home run by Steven Acevedo, followed by a Brian Hernandez single. Cena steps in on the first pitch. It spikes in front of home plate, but the chest of Nathan Hickey keeps it in front of him to bring the count to 1-0. Kerstad is returning to the lineup today for Delmarva after taking Friday evening's game off. 294 this season for Delmarva. Obviously, a bright future for the Shorebirds right fielder, as he will swing on the 1-0 pitch and miss for strike number 2. This series for Kerstad, he is 2-of-9 with an RBI, 2 runs, and 2 walks. This is his first full series in minor league baseball, as he only played just 2 games prior to the trip down here to Salem. 1-1 pitch, Kerstad to the right side. It'll be a hopper on the way to Bonazzi. He'll make the turn to second to get the lead runner out at second. So that will bring 2 outs of the inning as Marcelo Meyer is able to glove it. Moving to the first base is Kerstad, so he will get to first safely off the fielder's choice. But now 2 outs in the inning. Man, play there for Bonassi. It was a slow hopper, and you're wondering if Hernandez had the great jump at first base, was able to get to the bag in time, but Bonassi did something that may have been unexpected for most second basemen and turned away from that first base out, and he went to the second base route. So Isaac De Leon with the runner on first base with 2 away. Well, swinging the first pitch, it's a slow roller to the right side. Bonassi coming to his left to scoop it up. Underhand toss to first will just be in time. Good hustle from De Leon, but he's not able to beat out the toss from Bonassi. And that will bring to the third out of the inning. but Steven Acevedo has tied this game up at one apiece with a solo home run to left field. It is 1-1 Delmarva Salem, bottom of the third up next here at Grilling Clinic Field. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the third. Brandon Bonassi set the lead things off as Portes' first pitch goes outside and off the glove of Hernandez for ball number one. 1-1 is our score between Delmarva and Salem, as Brandon Bonassi, Marcelo Meyer, and Nathan Hickey are all due up here in the third. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Portes, and Bonassi will lift this up down the third baseline, but it will get out of play as it lands in the lower concourse for strike number one. So one ball and one strike. And if you look around all of baseball, folks, you might not find a more tight division race than the Carolina League North Division. I mean, it is remarkable how these five teams are separated as Bonassi will watch the 1-1 pitch miss outside for ball number two. Between the Carolina Mudcats and the Down East Ducks, and as there are five teams in between that, it's a game and a half separation between the two sides as Bonassi fouls off the 2-1 pitch into the screen behind the plate. So the Mudcats actually have a half-game lead of the division and has actually just extended back to a full game as they are playing a doubleheader today against the Columbia Fireflies, and the Carolina Mudcats used a big rally at the end of the game to take away this victory from Columbia. As a 2-2 pitch from Portes steps in and away, and Bonassi checks swing. He did not go, according to Melton. There is no appeal down to Patterson at the first baseline, and the count will go to 1-3 balls and two strikes. Nobody out just yet here for Salem, as Portes will fire with a payoff pitch, and that is inside for ball number four, and Brandon Bonassi with the leadoff walk. One of the most walked players in the Carolina League is Brandon Bonassi. I mean, in the scorebook, you write it as a BB, and funny enough, his initials are BB, so it's very fitting for Brandon Bonassi to get free passes for the Salem Red Sox. But just shows you what the patience he has at the plate, and he's been primarily the number two man in this order for the Red Sox. So with nobody out, Marcelo Meyer will step into the plate. 0-1 today, struck out swinging back in the first. And the first pitch he will see is a fastball by Portes. That cuts the bottom half of the zone for strike number one. So the Carolina Mudcats actually went into the top of the seventh inning because they play seven-inning games on doubleheader days. So a seven-inning game one, seven-inning game two for the Mudcats and Fireflies today as Portes checks back into Bonassi at first, but Martinez's tag is not in time. So the score going into the top of the seventh was Columbia 5, Carolina 4. And the Mudcats had four runs come across the plate in the top of the seventh inning. A three-run home run followed by a solo shot. It gave themselves the 8-5 advantage. The 0-1 pitch to Meyer will be to the right side. Could be a double play. Scooped by Ben Cosme over to DeLeon. And he gets a throw to first and Martinez in time for the 4-6-3 double play. One of the first double plays we've seen Delmarva turn this series, and it's a big one to empty the base paths. And with two outs, Nathan Hickey will come to the plate. So Columbia, though, did not go down quietly. They score two runs in the bottom of the seventh, but their comeback fell short. And the Carolina Mudcats win that baseball game 8-7 over the Fireflies. As the first pitch to Hickey will go upstairs for ball number one. The Salem catcher grounded out to Ben Cosme back in the first inning. That ended the frame for the Salem offense. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Hickey, and it goes outside for ball number two. So with that win, the Carolina Mudcats improved to 32-29. So that's a full game over the Fredericksburg Nationals, the Lynchburg Killcats, and your Salem Red Sox. Meanwhile, the Fireflies continue to drop that league-worst record of 18-43 as Hickey pops up the 2-0 pitch to the third base side. Moving back is going to be Romero, and he cannot find the baseball as it lands in the warning track on the side of the diamond, and that brings the count to two balls and one strike. So Hickey's patience gets the first two balls of the at-bat and then takes a hack on a 2-0 pitch, and he fouls it away. So the Mudcats create a little bit of separation right now. Keep in mind, Fredericksburg, Lynchburg, and Salem all tied for second in the Carolina League North, and down east, who are in fifth place, are now two games back of the Mudcats. The 2-1 pitch to Hickey goes up and away, and another hitter's pitch coming up for Nathan Hickey of three balls and one strike. 1-1 is our score here in Salem, Virginia. We're in the bottom of the third inning. As a 3-1 pitch by Portes is away to Hickey. This is shot out towards right field. Kerstad moving back to the track. So is the center fielder. And the ball is gone. Nathan Hickey, a solo shot. And the Salem Red Sox lead 2-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Welcome back to the lineup, Nathan Hickey. In his first appearance for Salem since June 11th, nearly a week off, Hickey comes back and his first hit after the absence, it's a solo shot to regain the lead for the Salem Red Sox. It's now 2-1 as Blaze Jordan on the first pitch will pop this up to the right side. Not as deep as Hickey's as this will stay in the infield as Martinez will drop the baseball. Another pop-up error from the right side of the infield. As Martinez was calling off the second baseman, Ben Cosme, and had to reach out to try to make the grab. But it comes off the lip of his glove, and Jordan is safe into first off the E3. Make that now the fourth error of the day for Delmarva, a side that has already had a tough year. With defensive playmaking, they rank 11th in the Carolina League with a 9.53 fielding percentage, and they had 99 errors coming into today. And now they have up to 103. Been a rough start to 2022 for the Shorebirds defense. But for Salem, this brings Nico Cavadez to the plate with the runner on first with two away. First pitch to Cavadez, and it goes low for ball number one. So a 2-1 lead for the Salem Red Sox over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Both teams have three base hits so far today, but Delmarva with now four errors on the evening. 1-0 pitch from Portes, and Cavadez drives this out to right. This is a no-doubter, Nico Cavadez, a two-run home run. He's done it again. It's Salem 4, Delmarva 1. The 11th home run of the season for Nico Cavadas. As he drives home, Blaze Jordan as well. He's eclipsed the 40 RBI mark. And not a single shortbird soul moved after Cavadas connected with that baseball. So a three-run bottom of the third for Salem. And Tyler Miller swings at the first pitch that goes upstairs for strike number one. And you think about all the ways that Delmarva could have avoided this. As Miller will watch the 0-1 go low and inside. If Martinez comes down with the grab to end the third inning, Cavadas never comes to the plate. And instead, Salem is making up for the mistakes that Delmarva has made and have their largest lead of the night as Miller chops the 1-1 pitch foul into the dugout to bring the count to 1-2. Base paths clear here for Salem. 1-2 pitch by Portes, and Miller will swing and miss for strike number three, the second punch out of the day for Portes. But this will be an inning to remember for the Red Sox. Two home runs on Nathan Hickey's solo, and a Nico Cavadas two-run shot makes it Red Sox 4, Shorebirds 1. We head to the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the fourth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 4-1. Tyler Uberstein into the game for Salem and fires a first pitch strike to Romero. So middle of the order here for Delmarva in the top of the fourth as they look to respond after a three-run third. This is a chopper over to the left side. It's scooped up by Meyer. He'll make the throw to first in time for out number one. Tough play there for the left side of the infield. Paulino and Meyer, a little bit of miscommunication issues, but they were able to get out number one to get this fourth inning on a roll. So the pitcher, Rita Cena, will exit the game after three innings of work. Not too bad for the starting pitcher of the Red Sox as Uberstein fires a first pitch strike to the bottom outside corner. Cena, three innings of work, allowing three hits, one earned run, striking out five batters, and that one hit that he gave up was, that one run he gave up was a Steven Acevedo solo shot. As the 0-1 pitch is down the middle for strike number two towards Frederick Benkosme, who calls for time. He now steps back in, 0-2 pitch. This one goes low for ball number one. And for folks that have not gotten the chance to check out Tyler Uberstein yet this year, I mean, he is the guy. with one of the fastest paces on the mound. 1-2 pitch, Ben Cosme straight back into the screen, and the count will stay at 1-2. One away here in the top of the fourth inning. Two home runs in the bottom of the third had the Salem Red Sox up 4-1 against the Shorebirds as they look to clinch another series victory here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-2 pitch, and this one goes low for ball number two, and the count now reads even. So a first look at home of Cena in a while. Pretty good showing. That ERA jumped up a little bit, but 2.35. 2-2 pitch. Ben Cosme, a chopper down the right field side, will get out of play before it crossed first base. So that grounder will go foul, and the Delmarva second baseman will have another pitch. So here's the 2-2 count. Uberstein steps in, and Ben Cosme will lift this out towards left center field. Simas moving to his left, Miller moving to his right, and Simas is the man who is able to make the grab for out number two. So let's take a look at Tyler Uberstein of the Salem Red Sox, a 3-3 record on the year with a 4.41 ERA. This is his 12th appearance for Salem. He's pitched 49 innings of work, allowing 46 hits, 24 earned runs. He walked 17 batters and has struck out 53. Opponents hit .243 against Uberstein as Hickens swings on the first pitch and pops it up over the netting back towards the concourse area for the first strike. Hickens is 0-1 tonight as he struck out swinging back in the second inning, making his first appearance for Delmarva on the week. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Uberstein, and that's just outside, and the count runs at 1-1. 4-1 Salem Red Sox lead. And here's the 1-1. Catches the bottom half of the zone for strike two. An off-speed there from Uberstein. Puts him in the position to try to get his first strikeout today. He's got him one on the ground out. He's got him one on a pop-up. Let's see what he's able to do against Higgins here on the 1-2 pitch. And Higgins will put this one to the left side. It will be backhanded by Meyer. Falling away. Is he making the throw to first? It will not be in time. Higgins is able to beat out the Marcelo Meyer throw, who was very Jeter-like at that shortstop position. But the inning will continue with the infield single by Higgins, his first hit since the month of May. So Roberto Martinez, the first baseman, who takes the left-hander's batter's box, will try to lead this two-out rally as Uberstein's first pitch misses inside for ball number one. So last night we got to see the tandem of Hunter Dobbins and Gabriel Jackson work all nine innings. So fresh bullpen today for Salem as the 1-0 pitch will miss high and inside for ball number two. Now this Salem Red Sox team has struggled this season when it comes to ERA. They rank 10th in the Carolina League with a 5.14. Their opponents today, though, in the Shorebirds have the league worse with a 5.47. Martinez swings and misses on the 2-0 pitch, which is a fastball from Uberstein at 92 miles per hour. It brings the count to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and Martinez will swing again and misses again, both on the 92 mile per hour fastballs, and that evens the count of 2-2 with two outs. Jordan protecting the bag at first base as it's occupied by Higgins after his infield single. So Juices Wild for number two of Salem. He'll step in and time is called. Appears by the batter of Roberto Martinez, who is looking to avoid getting punched out for the second straight time today. Went down looking back in the second inning, which ended the frame. And on the 2-2 pitch, it swung on a miss by Martinez, and it's strikeout number one for Tyler Uberstein on the afternoon. So we're through 3.5 innings of work, and as the Red Sox added three runs in the bottom of the third, they successfully defend that lead here in the top of the fourth. We'll see what the Red Sox have in store offensively when we come back for the bottom of the fourth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the fourth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds by the score of 4-1. It is 8-9-1 due up for the Salem Red Sox as Carson Simas takes the first pitch as it finds a zone for strike number one. Simas is 0-1 tonight with a pop out towards right field as he'll hold on the 0-1 pitch as it goes into the zone again for strike number two. So 0-2 count here for Carson Simas, and the Salem Red Sox have scored in back-to-back innings offensively. One run in the second, three runs in the third. 0-2 pitch to Simas, and this is skied out towards left field. Finding the sunlight is the left fielder of Dayson, but he's able to make the grab for out number one. Well, defense has been a problem today for the Salem, or for the Delmarva Shorebirds, I should say. Three errors through the first three innings of play, as they are looking to try to clean that up defense park here. As it's just out in foul territory down the right field side. 1-1 pitch, and Balin will crush this out towards center field. Acevedo moving back to the warning track, but it will locate the ball and make the grab for out number two. So a pair of pop-ups have this fourth inning underway. So we will go back to the top of the order here for the Salem Red Sox as they lead 4-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Both teams with four hits today. The Red Sox sitting with a three-run advantage. And Edison Paulino, an 0-2 night, will look to try to get on base for the first time today. First pitch to Paulino. He'll watch it go up and away for ball number one. So Paulino has had an extra base hit in every game of this series. In last night's contest, he was able to record a double in the seventh as he check swings on the 1-0 pitch. It goes around the plate and it evens the count at one ball and one strike. And Paulino tried to use every ounce of his body to hold back on that swing, but even though he knew it was going to go way low of the zone, he just could not stop the momentum. So an even count of one ball and one strike. Wind still being a factor here at the ballpark as well, blowing out towards center field. Already seen three home runs today as Paulino hot shot towards a Delmarva dugout. And it fortunately misses every Shorebird that is lining up on the rail as we speak. But with that foul ball, Paulino goes down 1-2 in the count. And Portes is looking for something that he hasn't done today. A 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch from the righty. And Paulino will drive this out towards left field. It falls for a base hit. So not this inning for Edgar Portes as Paulino extends it with the two-out single. And now Brainerd Bonassi will come to the plate for the third time this evening. We look at the Salem Red Sox offense. This is one of the best offenses in the Carolina League. When you looked at more of the advanced analytics, especially when you look at slugging and OPS, they have the best slugging percentage in the Carolina League today with a 392. OPS, they rank second as Bonassi will swing, actually foul tip the first pitch said by Elliot Melton into the glove of Hernandez for strike number one. But they trail the Charleston River Dogs by .001 for OPS. So close as Paulino holds on the 0-1 pitch as it goes low. A good block made by Hernandez behind the dish brings the count to 1-1. They also have a great deal of patience at the plate, this Salem side. They rank second in the Carolina League. When it comes to walks, Brainerd Bonassi already walked today. He is 1-1 with a double. As a check back in at Paulino at first base is not in time as Martinez tag is just a little too late. So a 1-1 count. They've actually been walked 304 times coming today. Only trail the Lynchburg Hillcats by one. Spurs been walked 305 times today. Paulino takes off the 1-1 pitch, low and away for ball two. The throw down to second is not in time. De Leon was protesting that Paulino's hand came off the bag, but Chaz Patterson was right on top of it, and Paulino has the stolen base. So the count works a 2-1 to Brainerd Bonassi. And now he has a runner in scoring position with Edison Paulino, who, with that stolen base, extends his team most with 13 on the season. Here's the 2-1 to Bonassi. He will swing and foul tip it off the face mask of Hernandez to bring the count to 2-2. 4-1 is our score. The Red Sox lead the Shorebirds here on MILB.TV. We thank you guys so much for including us in your Saturday evening plans. Red Sox and the Shorebirds meeting for the fifth time this week in this six-game series as we have the longest homestand of the season, a 12-game homestead. We only have a third of the way there, and the Red Sox have a good start winning three of the first four games. Here's the 2-2 to Bonassi. It will go upstairs for ball number three, and the count now runs full for Bonassi. Marcelo Meyer on deck. Might get an at-bat in this fourth inning if Bonassi is able to reach safely. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Portes. He fires away and it goes low for ball number four. And for the second time today, Brandon Bonassi is walked. And we'll see Marcelo Meyer with runners on first and second with two away. So we'll see how much longer the leash is for Edgar Portes. He now has 77 pitches today for Delmarva as Joe Haumacher, the pitching coach for the Shorebirds, will come out and make an appearance out on the mound. We take this time to take a look at some of the scores around the Carolina League. We already mentioned how the Carolina Mudcats were able to squeak by the Columbia Fireflies today by the final of 8-7 to move their lead in the Carolina League North Division back to a full game. Their game number two is almost set to get underway as they are warming up down in Columbia. Another game that has gone final today, Fayetteville has taken down Kannapolis by the score of 5-3. They're playing a doubleheader as well. So that was a seven-inning game number one. And with that win, Fayetteville improves to 28-32. Kannapolis drops to 26-35. Some other games are fully underway across the Carolina League, including the Charleston River Dogs and Augusta Green Jackets. River Dogs with a 4-3 lead in the top of the fifth inning. Some back-and-forth offense down in SRP Park. So Marcelo Meyer at the plate, and the first pitch will catch the bottom outside corner for strike number one. An 0-2 day for the number three hitter in the Salem Red Sox order. Struck out swinging back in the first and grounded out to a double play in the third. Runners on first and second, and the 0-1 pitch is just upstairs for ball number one. Hernandez's body language was saying that almost that should have been called a strike, but it isn't, and the count's even for a 1-1 count. Portes takes a look at second and fires the 1-1. This goes low inside. Great glove from Hernandez behind the dish to keep it in front of his body. And the count will go to two balls and one strike. Meanwhile, the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are facing off again tonight. And Fredericksburg has a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Pelicans also trying to close in on the Carolina League South Division title. Currently have a 2-game lead over Charleston. Here's the 2-1 to Marcelo Meyer. It's a three-hopper over to Ben Cosme, who will field it up and make the throw to first in time for out number three. So the Salem Red Sox will strand two base runners here in the fourth as we will stay at a 4-1 ball game. Red Sox on top by three. We'll come back for the fifth inning here on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the fifth inning. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 4-1, 8-9-1 due up for Delmarva. Steven Acevedo leading things off as he takes the first pitch for strike number one, and he takes the second pitch high and inside for ball number one. Even count for Acevedo in the last time he was up at the plate. He led off the third inning, and he had a solo shot out towards left field, and now this will be a slow roll to left side. Backhand glove by Meyer, throw over to Jordan in time for out number one. Good play between Meyer and Jordan to get this fifth inning underway. And retire the batter of Acevedo, who has scored and driven in the only run of the game here for the Shorebirds, who have gone through a little bit of an offensive slump, scoring one run in last night's contest as Hernandez will swing on the first pitch and miss for strike number one. Their scores by days are 3-7-5-1, and right now with one as Hernandez will foul tip the 0-1 pitch off the glove of Hickey, bringing count to 0-2. So we'll get to see the top of the order for the Shorebirds here in the fifth as Deson is warming up in the on-deck circle. 0-2 pitch will go eye level above the zone, bringing the count to 1-2. Hernandez is 1-1 today as he recorded a single in the third inning. 1-2 pitch to Hernandez. This goes low and away for ball number two. Another contest to get you caught up on, the Carolina League. The Down East Ducks lead the Lynchburg Killcats 1-0. After picking up a run in the top of the third, as Hernandez will swing and miss as he's unable to reach out and make contact on the 2-2 breaking ball. And that brings the second strikeout of the day for Uberstein. It's also the second out of this fifth inning. So two times through the order and a really successful rundown with the combination of Cena and Uberstein. Only one base hit second time through. It came with a single by Ryan Higgins, as Deson will watch the first pitch go low and inside for ball number one. A 1-2 day for the Delmarva left fielder. A single in the first and a strikeout swinging here in the third, as Deson will watch the 1-0 breaker, or should I say fastball, instead at 92. Evens the count at 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Uberstein, and that is able to locate in the zone for strike number two. 4-1, Salem leads Delmarva, game five of the series. And Uberstein trying to go back-to-back punch-outs. 1-2, and he does. Deson will go down swinging. It's three strikeouts on the night for Uberstein. It's a 1-2-3 top of the fifth. And the Red Sox still lead by three. It's 4-1. Up next, the bottom of the fifth. We have the middle of the order coming up for the Red Sox here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Alejandro Mendez is now into the game for Edgar Portes. It's middle of the order. Nathan Hickey, Blaze Jordan, and Nico Cavadas all to bat. And we're joined alongside by a special guest in Kennedy. How's it going, Kennedy?
It's going well. How about you?
It's going great. The Red Sox are playing great right now as they lead 4-1. Hickey takes the first pitch down the middle for strike number one. Hickey hit a home run last time out to make this one a 2-1 ball game. It's a pretty good shot as he'll take the second pitch of the at-bat low and inside for ball number one. Count goes even of one ball and one strike. And how are you joining your night at the ballpark here?
Oh, my God, it is so much fun. I see so many friends and people that I know, and it's really exciting to see all the community coming out.
Absolutely. One of the best showings we've had this week as the 1-1 pitch goes up and away for ball number two. It's also just a lovely night here at the ballpark. I mean, we've had some really hot days recently here in Salem, and this is just really nice to have this perfect temperature.
The weather's amazing.
Hickey swings on the 2-1 pitch and misses for strike number two. And we see Portes exit the game, and the long ball has been so great today here for Salem. They really got to Portes, especially in that third inning with the Hickey home run and the Cavadas two-run blast. As Hickey will shoot up the 2-2 pitch out towards left center field. Find the sunlight is going to be the outfielders, but the catch will be made by the left fielder of Dayson for the inning's first out. So Blaze Jordan will come to the plate with one out. And do you have a favorite Red Sox player?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. Blaze Jordan? I'm envious of the name. I wish my name was that cool.
It is really cool, Blaze Jordan. When he starts heating up, it really plays to effect for sure. I mean, tonight, he's been pretty good. Got on with an error as his first pitch. And look at that, a drive out towards left field. Moving back is going to be Dayson out on the warning track, and it goes off the wall. So this will be an extra base hit as Jordan's at second. He's thinking three. Here comes the throw. Not in time. Look at that. Blaze Jordan with the triple with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Kenny, you got to love that. With a one out, he gets into scoring position, and the Red Sox have someone 90 feet away from extending the lead here. Well, you mentioned it's when he gets hot, you know.
Yeah.
It's a great name, and he's blazing up right now with his first base hit of the day and another extra base hit for the Red Sox. So now Nico Cavadas, who had a two-run home run back in the third inning, has also been walked today here for Salem. So a pretty good day for Nico Cavadas, and this player right now is playing really well for Salem. Just hit his fourth home run this week as the fastball will go in just low for ball number one. So a 1-0 count, runner on third base with Blaze Jordan. And Muniz will fire away. Cavadas will rip this up the middle. It falls for a base hit. And Blaze Jordan scores. It's the Salem Red Sox 5. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds 1. Nico Cavadas now has his 11th RBI of the week. It's his second base hit. And he continues to tear up the Shorebirds here in the middle of June. Look at that. You're a good luck charm. You come in here and the Salem Red Sox extend their lead 5-1.
Well, do what I can.
You bring that positive attitude, and now Tyler Miller will come to the plate. Are you having a great start to summer?
Oh, it is amazing. And, you know, it's been, like you said, it's been really hot in this weather. Perfect night out, you know, the wind. It's been a good summer.
It is perfect conditions here. I mean, we've already talked about that as Miller takes the first pitch low for ball number one. But you mentioned hot, and, you know, this summer it's been a little tough at times, a little rainy here and there. But today, I mean, is this your first look at this view or the mountains in the backdrop?
Yeah, I've never been up here before, so it is lovely.
It is a little breathtaking, obviously. 2 months here, it's just every time I see it, it's awesome. As Miller will chop the 1-0 foul into the Delmarva dugout and makes the count 1-1 with one away. It's been a good start to summer for me as well, you know. Just graduated college as the 1-1. Thank you so much. Miller chopper to the right side, and this is not played well by Martinez as he has to tag out at first base, but he closes him out on a chance to get the double play, but they get the fielder's choice, and there's now two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. So Cavadas moves to second. And Kennedy, you want to tell the broadcast a little something about yourself, about baseball and connections or anything?
Well, I must admit I'm not a big baseball person. My little brother did start playing baseball this year, so extremely proud of him. And I'm excited to be here, and I feel like this is a really fun opportunity. It's something new.
It is. It is really fun. I mean, connecting with the community here has been awesome, waving out to fans. Your little brother's right behind you in the booth?
Yeah, he is.
That is awesome indeed. A great view here at the ballpark as the first pitch will go low for ball number one. I mean, look at your popular waving down to fans here, everyone looking up here and everything. So a 1-0 pitch coming up for Carson Simas. He is 0-2 today for the Red Sox. Salem leads 5-1 over Delmarva. You know, it's one of those sports, once you get into it, it can be very addicting at times, as the 1-0 pitch will go low inside for ball number two. Especially when, you know, you have offense like this, and obviously new rules this year, like the pitch clock, kind of changing the game up a bit. As a 2-0 pitch, the Simas will go upstairs for ball number three, but you got some pretty great action. You got to see a triple here from Blaze Jordan, and the RBI single by Nico Gavadis make this a 5-1 ball game. So how many Salem Red Sox games have you been to before today?
Ooh, okay. So I've lived in Roanoke, Salem my whole life.
Nice.
So I honestly couldn't even count on both hands, to be completely honest with you.
Simas takes pitch number four as it goes low and inside. And on four pitches, Carson Simas takes a walk down the first. So we'll see Daryl Balin come to the plate as he looks to try to get his first base hit of the day. Now, Kennedy steps into the booth. The Red Sox are rolling. They got runners on first and second base with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. They lead 5-1. Of course, Red Sox kind of getting back into play, obviously. 2021, they were great last season, and they're kind of coming back to that form this week as Balin will take the first pitch for strike number one. Are you nervous on the headset right now? Are you feeling pretty good?
I think I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling, at first, I think walking up here, I was a little nervous, and now the nerves are kind of starting to wash away.
So Balin will swing on the 0-1 pitch, and actually catcher's interference, or a balk, is called. Thought for a moment that Melton pointed to the catcher, so Cavadas will advance to third, and moving into second will be Carson Simas, so the count will be 0-1 here for Balin. See another chance for the Red Sox to strike as Balin will hit a hot shot down the third baseline. It will go foul, and now the count goes to 0-2. You see, coming here, Kenny was like, oh, it's so nervous. Once you get it on, though, once you get in the groove of it, it is fun, it's relaxing, it's...
Yeah.
Staying on top of the action is the hardest part, though.
Well, you're leading the way, so it makes you feel a lot more comfortable.
Oh, do you want to call this 0-2 pitch for Balin?
I think you got that one.
All right, here's the 0-2 pitch of Balin. Goes upstairs for ball number one and makes the count 1-2. Shade's starting to creep into the ballpark. Mentioned the community coming out here today. African-American Heritage Night here at the ballpark. Couldn't ask for a more perfect day. It was a lovely tailgate out here at the ballpark earlier as the 1-2 pitch will get him looking on the inside corner, which will end the inning. So the Red Sox strand runners at second and third base as Balin will go down looking. But the Red Sox do extend their lead as Nico Gavadis drives in yet another run. It is a Salem Red Sox 5. It's a Delmarva Shorebirds 1. Sixth inning up next on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the sixth inning. The Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 5-1. Heston Kerstedt at the plate, first pitch he sees, he rips a base hit down the right field side. It will go through for a leadoff single, and Heston Kerstedt is aboard for the second time today. Well, a round of applause there for Kennedy. Comes into the booth, and she helps the Salem Red Sox extend the lead as it's now 5-1. And Kerstedt's leadoff single has the Shorebirds ruling. They're down by four as Tyler Uberstein is out for another inning of work as he fires a pitch low and away for ball number one. So a 1-0 count coming up. Always great to have guests coming in to the press box. As the 1-0 pitch, this will be fouled back towards the screen and the count will go 1-1. De Leon today is 0-2 for the Shorebirds, batting third in the order. He popped up in the first inning, grounded out in the third. And here's the 1-1 pitch, and De Leon will check swing that foul down the right field line and will get up to the seats to make the count 1-2. So the Red Sox offense was definitely rolling in that half inning of play. Picked up some two base hits, an extra base hit as well, as De Leon sends the 1-2 pitch deep out towards center field. Seamus on the way back, and he makes the catch at the track for out number one. Kerstedt has to go back to first base. There is one out here in the top of the sixth. Well, the way that De Leon hit that baseball and Seamus was retreating to the wall, you didn't know if Seamus was able to be coming down with that baseball, but he is able to do so. And that just goes into the effect of how this wind has been today. I mean, that drive out there, usually most times for Seamus, he just has to trot back a little bit. But with these winds pulling out to straightaway center, that's a tough play for the Red Sox center fielder. Romero now at the plate as he will check swing on the first pitch that will go low and outside. And Elliot Melton said that he went far enough for the strike one call. 5-1 are a score as Romero will show bunt. And I believe he may have foul tipped that. He did, back towards the on-deck area of the Salem Red Sox, and the count goes to 0-2. An 0-2 day for Romero. Struck out swinging in the first and grounded out in the fourth. 0-2 pitch, and it will go low and away for ball number one, making the count 1-2 with one out. Kerstedt with that single, it's his first base hit of the day, got the inning going off well, and you were wondering if De Leon's drive out to center could have made it a little bit more of an impact. 1-2 pitch is Romero over to Paulino, and it hits the lip of the grass and kicks out towards left field. Tough play for the Salem third baseman as Paulino was thinking of turning two, but the way the ball bounced right where the grass meets the dirt, it just trickled out underneath his glove out towards left field. And now both runners will be safe at the bases. Kerstedt at second, and Romero picks up his first base hit of the day. And he can't really count an error there against Paulino. That was just a weird hop for the third baseman. So now Frederick Benkosme, first pitch, a chopper down the first base side, will hop in by the Shorebirds dugout, bringing the count to 0-1. Great night here at the ballpark. You heard Kennedy's word of it. That is the vibe here at the stadium. Community coming out as the 0-1 pitch will miss low to even it up at 1-1. And also just a beautiful night. Take us away from these hot days in June. It was a nice cooler day around those high 70s. 1-1 pitch, and it goes low and outside for ball number two. So a 2-1 pitch is coming out for Benkosme. Fires away. This is popped up towards right field. Moving to his right is Daryl Balin. He will move back to the gap and make the catch for out number two. The throw into the infield will be cut off by Bonassi. Kerstedt tags from second. He gets into third. But the runner in De Leon halted at first. Should I say Romero halted at first. So now runners on the corners as the designated hitter Ryan Higgins comes to the plate. Well, big grab there from Balin. And two long drives by De Leon and Benkosme have added some suspense to this top of the sixth inning. As the runner from first goes, as Higgins hits a line drive out towards left field, but Miller makes the grab for out number three. So the Shorebirds strand two base runners here in the top of the sixth, and the Salem Red Sox hold on to their lead. It's 5-1 over Delmarva. When we come back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, we're going to have the top of the order for Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Edison Paulino takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. As we're in the bottom of the sixth inning now, folks, it's the Red Sox 5. It's the Shorebirds 1. So Paulino, Bonassi, and Meyer all due up here as Paulino will pop up the 1-0 pitch down the third base side, moving into foul territory and into the shade is Romero, who makes the grab for out number one. So the Red Sox sitting with a four-run lead over Delmarva at the time being. And for the Red Sox, we got five games to go before the first half of the season comes to an end. For the time being, the Red Sox, all they have to do is make up a game of the Carolina Mudcats. And at that point, you just got to hope that your side keeps on winning and keeps chugging through as Bonassi will watch the first pitch go upstairs for ball number one. As we're going to get to see another inning here from Mendez. First man out of the Shorebirds bullpen. As the 1-0 goes eye level again for ball number two. And now Hernandez will take off the face mask and tell his right-handed pitcher to calm down just a bit. Two fastballs that went a little bit above the zone. It's a big pitcher for Delmarva. 6'5", 254. The 21-year-old fires again as the 2-0 misses up and away for ball number three. Mendez joined this Baltimore Orioles organization back in the 2019 calendar year as he was selected by international free agency. 3-0 pitch to Bonassi, and he will hold as the fastball catches the bottom outside corner for strike number one. Bonassi has been successful in all three plate appearances today as he doubled back in the first and walked in the last two, and he walks here for the third straight time. In the third, in the fourth, and in the sixth, Brandon Bonassi receives free passes down the first baseline. And with one out, the Red Sox had their first base runner of the inning. And for folks that may not realize what I was mentioning about five games left to go, wondering, it's the middle of June, How can a baseball season be ending at this time? As Meyer will have a bouncer over to the right side to scoop the pipe and calls me over to De Leon. Throw to Martinez in time for the 4-6-3 double play. We'll explain it when we come back. It was almost a 1-2-3 kind of like inning for Mendes and the Delmarva Shorebirds. We have the seventh inning up next. It is Salem 5. It is Delmarva 1. The Shorebirds have to get some offense going. We'll see if there's 7, 8, 9 part of the order is able to do so. That's up next here from Salem Memorial Ballpark on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the seventh inning, and the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 5-1 as they look to try to clinch the series with the win tonight. Roberto Martinez set to lead things off as he takes the first pitch for strike number one. We'll see Martinez, Acevedo, and Hernandez all bat in the frame. 0-1 pitch and a big swing from Martinez. He was thinking a lot with that one, but he missed it all for strike number two. So an 0-2 count, Uberstein fires away. It's a 1-2-3 strikeout as Martinez will go down swinging for the second time today. It's the third time he's been punched out, and it's the first out here in the seventh. So I was mentioning at the bottom of the sixth inning about why it's just a big deal at this time of the year as we take a look at the Carolina League standings and all these scores is because the first half of the season comes to an end on June 23rd, as Uberstein fires a first pitch in the zone for strike number one, the Steven Acevedo, a 1-2 night here for number 38. Well, the reason is, if you're leading the division on the end of June 23rd, as the 0-1 pitch missed up and away for ball number one, you actually clinch a playoff spot for the Carolina League playoffs that will happen in mid-September. The 1-1 pitch is popped up down the right side. Nathan Hickey will get to it in time, just in front of section 105 as he makes the grab for out number two. So if you're winning the division by the end of June 23rd, you clinch that playoff spot for those Carolina League playoffs that will happen way later in the season. So if you're sitting first in the division at the end of that day, you mathematically don't have to win a single game from there on out to be a part of the playoffs as Hernandez will foul off the first pitch. Make the count 0-1. 1-2 day for Hernandez. A single back in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. And he watches an 0-1 pitch miss low and away for ball number one. Now, there is going to be no teams in this league that lose every game from June 24th through September 11th. But just knowing that you'll have a spot in the playoffs as the 1-1 is fouled off by Hernandez towards the backside to make it 1-2 is just a very comfort feeling. So the Red Sox being oh so close to the spot here in the North Division, it makes you wonder, will they have this kind of opportunity in the second half of the season? And if I can imagine, the wins and losses will reset on June 24th. So here's the 1-2 pitch from Uberstein, and it goes low for ball number two. So it's not as if you finish the half game back in the first half, the record will stay the same, and all you have to do is finish first with the current win-loss you have. I think everyone goes back to being 0-0. 2-2 pitch from Uberstein. Hernandez will swing and miss for strike number three. And Uberstein has his fifth strikeout of the night for the Salem Red Sox. And he brings us to the seventh inning stretch. It's the Red Sox 5. It's the Shorebirds 1. You guys got to listen to Take Me Out to the Ball Game, as we're going to see if the Red Sox can continue to add on as we have a new Shorebirds pitcher coming up next here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We all hope you're stretched ready to go for what could be another Salem Red Sox victory as they lead 5-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. As we will see, the middle of the order coming up for the Red Sox: Nathan Hickey, Blaze Jordan, and Nico Cavades. Preston Price into the game now to pitch for the Shorebirds, and his first pitch misses low and inside for ball number one. It's our first look at Preston Price this series because he went pretty long during his last time up pitching for the Delmarva Shorebirds, as the 1-0 pitch will go low for ball number two. And it looks as if in that time of work, he went two and one-thirds innings, giving up five hits and three earned runs, walking two batters and striking out one. Here's the 2-0 to Hickey, and it goes outside into the zone for the strike one call. Recorded a save for the Shorebirds back on June 3rd for Myrtle Beach. 6'1" pitcher that stands at 190. As the 2-1 will miss low for ball number three. Hitter's pitch coming up for Nathan Hickey. He is 1-3 today. Grounded out in the first, grounded out in the fifth, but sandwiched in between that is a solo shot that came in the third. Saved the best for last on his stat line tonight. 3-1 pitch on the way to Hickey, and it goes upstairs for ball number four. And the leadoff batter, Nathan Hickey, is aboard with the walk, his second on-base appearance of the day. So Blaze Jordan, who is having a wonderful day for Salem, he is 2-3. As he has that triple back in the third, here's a slow roller over to the left side by Preston Price. He comes off the mound to field it, fires it fast into Martinez's glove, but it beats out Jordan for the first out of the inning. Moving to second is Nathan Hickey as he gets into scoring position, and with one out on the board, Nico Cavades will step up to the plate. 5-1 is our score. The Red Sox lead the Shorebirds here in the bottom of the seventh inning. After Hickey's leadoff walk, Jordan is able to pretty much move the runner. And now Cavadas with the opportunity maybe driving him in, especially now as Price's pitch spikes in front of home plate, and it comes off the shoulder of Hernandez as Hickey will advance to third. So move that runner 90 feet closer to home. And the count turns to 1-0 for Cavadas. Well, his day started off with a walk, and then he followed up with a two-run, no-doubt home run. And then he got an RBI single. I mean, Cavadas has been playing out of his mind for the Salem Red Sox as of late. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Cavadas. This will go low for ball number two. He has four home runs this series. He can now make it 11 RBIs for the series as well. He came into this week with 31 RBIs on the season, so he's now at 42. He has just been on a tear as of late, and he's been a much-needed barrel in this homestead for Salem. 2-0 pitch to Cavadas, and that one will miss just outside for ball number three. So three straight pitches that missed the zone for Cavadas, who also has walked a great deal for Salem. Top 10 in the Carolina League for most walks this year. 3-0 pitch from Price, and that's outside for ball number four. So a four-pitch walk to Nico Cavadas will put runners on the corners for Salem. So we'll see Tyler Miller come up to the plate with an opportunity to get his first hit of the day. He does have one on-base appearance after he got on successfully with an error back in the second inning committed by Portes. But he has struck out and grounded out since then. Man, if there's a time that you want to get out of a slump, this might be it for Mr. Miller. First pitch that Tyler Miller sees will go outside for ball number one. And as we're in the bottom of the seventh inning, let's take a look around the Carolina League, get you caught up on some of the scores with some big matchups down the stretch. The Charleston River Dogs lead the Augusta Green Jackets 5-3. That game is in the same frame as we are in, the bottom of the seventh. Price fires the 1-0, and Miller pops his up down the left field line. It will get out of play, even the count at 1-1. Charleston obviously had their eyes set on that Carolina League South Division title. It is a two-man race between the River Dogs and the Pelicans for that South Division first-half title. And as they go into the eighth in that matchup, Charleston has a two-run lead. Miller reaches out and fouls a 1-1 pitch into the screen, makes the count 1-2. Speaking about that Myrtle Beach Pelicans team, they are currently tied with the Fredericksburg Nationals 2-2 in the top of the seventh. The Fredericksburg Nationals struck first in the third inning. The Pelicans added two in the fifth. And in the top of the seventh inning right now, the Nationals added a run. So it's a 2-2 ball game. 1-2 pitch to Miller, and he foul tips his off the end of the barrel into the backstop. So that makes the count stay at 1-2. So big matchup there, not only for just the South Division, but for also our sake for Salem, as Fredericksburg and the Red Sox are tied up at 31-30 apiece, and they most likely will be neck and neck with each other in the standings for next week's series. The 1-2 pitch to Miller goes up and outside for ball number two. Cal runs even at 2-2. Meanwhile, just east of us at Bank of the James Stadium, the Down East Ducks lead the Lynchburg Hillcats 2-1. The Hillcats, another team that is tied with the Red Sox at a 31-30 record. Here's the pitch from Price. Miller reaches out. This will get through for a base hit. Tyler Miller has his first base hit of the week, and it's an RBI single as Hickey scores from third. Cavadas stops at second. It's Salem 6, Delmarva 1. It didn't really have the speed, but it had the correct trajectory out of the infield to get through for a base hit. And that's got to be a great sigh of relief for Tyler Miller as the streak of 0-18 comes to an end with his first base hit against Delmarva. And it adds an RBI as well. He's now at 21 on the season. Carson Simas, first pitch that he will watch, goes upstairs and inside for ball number one. So Salem with the five-run edge over the Shorebirds. And Simas pops up the 1-0 pitch. Doesn't have much distance on it. Will stay in the infield. Let's see if the Shorebirds have learned their lesson. And they have, as Romero gets underneath of it and makes the catch for out number two. And Chaz Patterson pointed to the sky and indicated the infield flyout rule. So the runners will hold at first and second base, but the out count will get to two. So two away here in the bottom of the seventh. And now Darryl Bailyn, the number nine here in the order, steps up. Opportunity for Sam to even add on to this lead a little bit more, as the first pitch to Bailyn will go low and inside for ball number one. The shade is starting to come through the ballpark here. A little bit of light out for their outfielders. Left fielder Deson, center fielder Acevedo, and right fielder Kerstedt are battling the sunlight a bit. But everyone within the infield is enjoying the shade. 1-0 pitch from Price, and Bailyn will hold on the check swing as the pitch misses low and inside for ball number two. So if we're looking at these scores, if Downey's defeats Lynchburg, they become tied at 31-31 apiece. If Myrtle Beach takes down Fredericksburg, the Fredericksburg Nationals drop to 31-31 as the 2-0 goes high and inside to Bailyn, who's able to avoid getting hit by the 89-mile-per-hour pitch. And if you think about the Carolina game, they're the team right now that hold on to their destiny. So all four of those teams I just listed out, it doesn't matter unless the Mudcats start losing. And in their second game of the doubleheader, they have a 2-0 lead over the Fireflies with a 2-run top of the third. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Bailyn. This will be cracked out towards left field. Moving back to the track is going to be Deson. He looks up, and it's off the wall. Cavadez from second will score. Miller all the way from first will get in as well. Darryl Bailyn, a two-out double. It brings in two runs. It's Salem 8. It's Delmarva 1. And it's now a three-run bottom of the seventh for the Red Sox, who have created a good amount of distance between themselves and the Shorebirds. And Bailyn picks up RBIs number 4 and 5 on the season. And the pitching coach and Joe Hamaucher will come out to talk with Preston Price. The last game that is currently in action that we haven't gotten any information for is Vaudeville leads Kannapolis 3-1. The Woodpeckers win the first game of the doubleheader by the score of 5-3. They look to go for the doubleheader sweep, as well as the Carolina Mudcats. If they're able to get the victory in game number two, they would sweep the doubleheader over the Fireflies. Both of those games that are currently in action are seven-inning contests. All the other ones that we listed out are full nine innings. It was a very wet Thursday around the Carolina League, and two games got postponed. One was in a rain delay, and it looks as if everyone's going to be all caught up, which is a great sign as these teams move down the stretch. You would just hate to see a team get a benefit or get the disadvantage for maybe not playing a game due to rain. So Edison Paulino now steps in the batter's box and takes the first pitch low and away for ball number one. Darryl Bailyn at second base after that two-out, two-RBI double. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Price. Paulino reaches out and foul tips it off the end of the barrel to bring the count to 1-1. Paulino in the contest is 1-4. He has put the ball in play every single time. The only time he was able to reach base safely, though, was with a single back in the fourth. The three other times were pop-ups, one to the center fielder, one to the shortstop, and one to the third baseman. Here's the 1-1 to Paulino. He reaches out. Slow roll down a third base by. It'll be a tough play for Price. He is unable to pick up the baseball. Throw back to third. The tag on Bailyn in time. Bailyn just went a little too far off the base at third, and he was caught in his tracks as he tried to retreat to the base as Preston Price is able to throw him out for out number three. But the Salem Red Sox have won their most successful innings of the night. A three-run bottom of the seventh. And they lead the contest 8-1 as we head to the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as we are in the top of the eighth inning and top of the order here for the Shorebirds as Deson Watson, the first pitch, missed the zone for ball number one, and it follows it up by a strike throw from Uberstein at 90 miles per hour for strike number one. So a 1-1 count, and Uberstein coming out for another inning of work will fire the 1-1 pitch low for ball number two. Uberstein came into the game in the fourth inning, and he has done a great job so far. Four consecutive scoreless innings. 2-1 pitch from Uberstein, the breaking ball into the zone for strike number two. So far today for Mr. Uberstein, it has been four innings of work, allowing three hits, striking out five. And the 2-2 pitch on the way to Deson is fouled into the screen to keep the count at 2-2. Deson, a 1-3 day. He singled back in the first inning. And then he is struck out swinging in the third and the fifth. Here's the 2-2 from Deson as is fouled off his left foot. Straight down into the batter's box as Deson will fight that one off and step right back into the batter's box. 225 hitter on the season is Deson, the left fielder today for the Shorebirds. And the pitch is away at 2-2. It goes upstairs for ball number three. So 8-1 ball game. Salem leads Delmarva. So the Shorebirds have a little bit of work cut out for them as they trail by 7 here in the 8th. 3-2 pitch from Uberstein. It's high and inside for ball number 4. And that is the first walk allowed today from Tyler Uberstein. And Michel L. Deson will get a free trot down to first. So he'll make his first on-base appearance since the very first at-bat of the game. And now Heston Kerstead will walk up to the plate. And this is a promising sight for Delmarva Shorebirds fans as Heston Kerstead has not played past the seventh inning in any game this season. And first pitch that Kerstead sees, he lines it out towards the right center gap. It will fall off the wall. It will be played off of Simas. The runner will stop at third base of Deson. And into second is Heston Kerstead. It's back-to-back base hits for Heston Kerstead. He's now 2-4 on the night. And there's two runners in scoring position for Delmarva. Well, look at that. First pitch on the way to Kerstead and his first eighth inning of the season. And he drills a double off that right center wall. And now a conversation here between Tyler Uberstein and Nathan Hickey. So after the walk that was given up by Uberstein to Deson, Kerstead was able to move two runners into scoring position with that double. So we're going to see Isaac De Leon, an 0-3 day for the Shorebirds, come to the plate with a golden opportunity. First pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. So Deson is at third base, and Kerstead is at second. That's the first extra base hit for Delmarva since the third with the Acevedo solo shot, and the 1-0 is just outside. So bring that count to 2-0. And now the 2-0 pitch from Uberstein. The off-speed misses just away for ball number three, and now Uberstein having a little difficulty of finding the zone here in the eighth. It's the Red Sox 8, it's the Shorebirds 1. Well, that could be changed in about a matter of minutes. As two runners in the scoring position for Delmarva, and a 3-0, it's a green light for De Leon. Grounder over to Meyer. Deson will score from second for third base and will become the second run of the game. Kerstead halts at second base, and it's now 8-2, Salem over Delmarva. So got the green light on the 3-0 pitch. And for De Leon, that sort of feels like a sacrifice play, but at least drives in a run. And Delmarva is able to cut the deficit into six. Now, Upper Romero steps up and watches the first pitch drop into the bottom outside corner for strike number one. So one away in the top of the eighth. Delmarva picks up their first run since the third inning. And here's the 0-1 pitch, and this is sky down the left field line. Might be playable for Miller, but it'll get into the Red Sox bullpen, and the count goes to 0-2. What a night it has been in Salem, Virginia. Talked about it a little bit earlier. It's African American Heritage Night with Juneteenth tomorrow. Also, Father's Day tomorrow. We'll have Father's Day celebration at the ballpark as the 0-2 pitch is popped by Romero down the first baseline and into the seats. Jam-packed weekend of promotions here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and tomorrow looks to be a great day as well as time is called from the batter of Romero. 8-2 is our score. Salem leads. 10 base hits tonight for the Red Sox, 7 by the Shorebirds. They can just show that the Red Sox and situational hitting have been much better today. The 0-2 pitch by Uberstemis is low and inside, and the count goes to 1-2. Remember, for Sunday's contest, we have a 5.05 p.m. start time here at the ballpark. Then we'll have one day off and then start a six-game series against the Fredericksburg Nationals. The 1-2 pitch is sent out to shallow left center field as Miller will come all the way in and make the catch for out number two. Kerstead holds at second. And now two outs on the board. So great start to the inning for the Shorebirds, but Uberstein and the Red Sox have been able to retire two consecutive batters, and De Leon and Romero. So now we'll have Uberstein against Ben Cosme, and the first pitch goes low for ball number one. Kerstead moved to second base with that double, but he has not left that bag since there were zero outs in the inning. Here's the 1-0, and this is hit to the right side of the infield. It gets through for a base hit. Kerstead halts at third. Van Cosme is into first. It's also the first base hit of the day for Frederick Van Cosme, and runners on the corners for the Shorebirds with Ryan Higgins coming to the plate. Second base hit of the inning, and now Luke Mond sprinting out to the mound to talk with Tyler Uberstein before Uberstein was able to even get back to the rubber. So Monch is giving a little bit of information as he sprints back into the dugout. So that 30-second clock won't be an issue for Luke Monch as he came out and may have said a sentence or two to Uberstein, or maybe just a bit of motivational advice to get through Ryan Higgins, the batter, and get out of this inning. So we'll see if Delmarva has a little bit of offense left in them as the first pitch from Uberstein will go outside for ball number one. And Tyler Uberstein has really struggled to find that outside edge of the zone in this inning. He's tried to locate it time and time again. He misses there, and the count goes to 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Higgins fouls it off towards the backstop to bring the count to 1-1. So Heston Kerstead's at third base, and Frederick Van Cosme is at first. Both of them have gone on with the base hits. Kerstead with that double, and Van Cosme with the single. 1-1 count here to Higgins, and he will rip this out towards left center field. It falls for a base hit. Kerstead scores from third, and the ball gets underneath Simas. It will roll out to the warning track. Van Cosme gets the wave all the way from first and scores, and into third, it's going to be Ryan Higgins. So the Delmarva designated hitter drives in two runs thanks to the error committed by Carson Simas. And Luke Mons will come out and retrieve the baseball from Uberstein. So a three-run top of the eighth inning. Have it at an 8-4 ball game as the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds. Tyler Uberstein is greeted with a round of applause as he exits the ballpark as he goes into the dugout, but the Shorebirds are right back into it. Roberto Martinez will be at the plate. When we come back on MILB.TV, will be a new pitcher for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you that name and information when we come back. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Shorebirds 8-4. We're in the middle of the top of the eighth inning here at Carilion Clinic Field as the Shorebirds are in the middle of a three-run top of the eighth inning. Adanis Bautista has checked into the game for Salem. On the first pitch he throws, Martinez pops it up to the right side. Shallow right field, Breyer Bonazzi is there to make the grab. One pitch, one out. That's how Adanis Bautista does it for the Salem Red Sox out of the bullpen. And the Red Sox enjoy an 8-4 lead heading to the bottom of the eighth. But the Salem will have one last chance to add some insurance runs in this matchup. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the eighth inning. 2-3-4 due up for the Salem Red Sox as they lead 8-4 over the Delmarva Shorebirds as they look to close in on their fourth win over Delmarva on the week. Preston Price out for another inning of work, and his first pitch is low and away to Brandon Bonazzi to bring the count to 1-0. So Brandon Bonazzi has had a great day. I mean, one of one. But he has three consecutive walks for this Red Sox side. And the 1-0 pitch to Bonazzi will go low and away for ball number two. And I wonder how he does it, Bonazzi. I mean, he's one of the most walked players in the Carolina League. His patience at the plate is just unmatched at times. He has 17 RBIs this season as well, hitting .258 for the Red Sox. And he had a double back in the first inning today. 2-0 pitch. Bonazzi put this in play. Two hopper over the second baseman of Ben Cosme as he makes the throw to first in time for out number one. So they're finally able to retire Brandon Bonazzi for the first time today. And we now see Marcelo Meyer walk on down. Meanwhile, this is Marcelo Meyer that we have not really seen much in 2022. This last week he has struggled at times. He is grounded out into a pair of double plays today. But he looks to try to get maybe some momentum for the rest of the week in this eighth inning as he swings and foul tips the first pitch into the backstop for strike number one. So 0-1 count here for Marcelo Meyer. Struck out in the first and is grounded out three straight at-bats. 0-4 today. A 1 pitch to Meyer. That's a fastball down the middle for strike number two. We saw Tyler Miller's hitless streak come to an end back in the seventh with his single. So maybe it's time for Myers to come down in the eighth. 0-2 pitch to Meyer, and he will foul tip this into the body of Hernandez. He is unable to make the catch as the ball rolls down the first baseline. So Meyer will stay alive in the at-bat, but the count goes to 0-2. When Del Marva comes up to bat in the top of the ninth, it'll be 8-9-1 part of the order. An 0-2 count. Price steps in, and Meyer will reach out and lift this down the left field side. Moving in is going to be Deson, and he makes the grab for out number two. And Marcelo Meyer drops to 0-5 on the night for Salem. So with two away, Nathan Hickey comes up to the plate. And he has a home run in today's contest. That came back in the third inning. Also picked up an on-base appearance in the seventh, where he had a walk in the leadoff spot. First pitch goes low and away to Hickey for ball number one. Making his return to the lineup today. Out for the last six contests for the Salem Red Sox. The series finale against the Charleston Riverdogs and the first four games against the Shorebirds. 1-0 pitch to Hickey is low for ball number two, and the count brings it to 2-0. And, I mean, what a night we have here in Salem. We have really fought through some rain delays in the past, few homestands and everything. This night, it felt like it was due. Hickey swings on the 2-0 pitch, and he misses it all for strike number one. As the count goes to 2-1. Price steps in on a 2-1 pitch, and it will go into the bottom half of the zone for strike number two. Hickey wasn't all too happy to see that strike get called. The count is 2-2. 8-4 ball game. Salem leads Delmarva. Shorebirds had a big top of the eighth inning with three runs coming across. 2-2 pitch to Hickey. This is driven out towards left center field, moving back to the track, and it is gone. It's his second home run of the day. Nathan Hickey has done it again. A solo shot in the third, as well as the eighth. And the Red Sox lead 9-4. We have not seen too many multi-home run games by the Salem Red Sox this season. And for Nathan Hickey, that was opposite field. Went over the Delta Dental sign just out in left center field. And with two outs, Blaze Jordan comes up. First pitch popped up, first base side. Moving back to shallow right field is going to be Ben Cosme, who gets underneath of it and makes the grab for out number three. But the Salem Red Sox were able to pick up an insurance run in the bottom half of the eighth inning, thanks to Nathan Hickey's second home run of the day. Bautista will come out to try to get the job done for the Red Sox as the 8-9-1 part of the order for the Shorebirds is up next here on MILB.TV. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the top of the ninth inning, and the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 9-4. The 11th hit of the night by Nathan Hickey was a solo shot, his second of the game to give the Red Sox this 5-run lead in a crucial insurance run, with Steven Acevedo set to lead things off here in the ninth. We'll have Acevedo, Hernandez in the top of the order with Deson. First pitch, a line drive shot into the netting down the left field side, but it will go for a strike. Acevedo started off the game with a solo home run. That came in the third inning for Delmarva. And the 0-1 pitch will be a breaking ball that goes upstairs for ball number one. Since then, a ground out and a pop-up, so a 1-3 night for Steven Acevedo. 1-1's the count. Here's Bautista. He steps in, and it will spike in front of home plate. Good glove by Nathan Hickey behind the dish to make the count 2-1. This is only the second game that Nathan Hickey has actually played against Delmarva this season. Played one game up in Salisbury, and, well, second game is today. And the 2-1 pitch will be just outside as it hops to the right side of the plate from our vantage point to make the count 3-1. Well, Denis Bautista came into the eighth inning to try to get out of that three-run performance by Delmarva, as a 3-1 is a chopper down the first baseline as it rolls foul to make the count full. He got one pitch and got the out, which brings him now to 25 innings pitched on the season. This is his 18th appearance for the Salem Red Sox in 2022, a 2-1 record, a 2.92 ERA, 14 hits allowed, 8 earned runs allowed, walked 15 batters, and has struck out 28. Not bad season here for Bautista as he looks to try to close the deal today. 3-2 pitch to Acevedo, and that is eye level for ball number four. And the leadoff batter in Acevedo gets on with a walk. A good start to the ninth here for Delmarva as they need 5 to tie. So Brian Hernandez, who is 1-3 today as well, will step into the left-hander's batter's box. Bautista is the third pitcher used today by Salem. Delmarva also only used 3 pitchers today, unless something's able to happen here in the late stages of tonight's matchup. First pitch by Bautista, and this is popped up. It will go over the netting and into the seats as it will hop up and land into the concourse for strike number one. Hernandez has gone down swinging in his last two plate appearances. The 0-1 pitch to Hernandez, that is going to be a breaking ball that catches the up half of the zone, and the count drops to 0-2 for Hernandez. Top of the order up next for the Shorebirds, Deson in the on-deck circle. So an 0-2 pitch, Bautista looks, fires away, and this is going to be foul tipped by Hernandez at the plate, so he'll stay alive in the at-bat. 9-4 is our score. Salem leads Delmarva. 20 combined hits between the two sides. The Shorebirds with 9. The Red Sox with 11. Pretty even on the offensive side. Salem, though, with the 5-run advantage. 0-2 pitch. Bautista fires away. It hops in front of the plate, and a good stop by Nathan Hickey. Keeps the ball in front of his body and holds the runner of Acevedo at first. Hernandez playing back-to-back games behind the dish for the Shorebirds. Wasn't a part of the first three games. But getting more opportunities on this Friday-Saturday part of the series. 1-2. Bautista fires away. Hernandez pops it up. It might be playable for Edison Paulino. Hickey has no idea where it is. Paulino, diving attempt, and he makes the grab on the third baseline. Well, that was a mission for Edison Paulino as he moved all the way on the foul territory and then moving back into fair territory. He had to dive and make the grab, and that one was really close to that foul line. Could have gone either way, but Paulino takes away all worries as he makes a diving grab for the first out of the inning. So one away, and now the top of the order for Delmarva is Deson with a big swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-3 tonight for Deson. Singled back in the first, walked in the eighth, and he will watch the 0-1 pitch miss low, but Hickey keeps it in front of him as the count goes to 1-1. So not only has Hickey really shown his offense throughout the game, but in these later innings, you're just getting to know his defense from behind the dish. The fifth round selection of the 2021 MLB draft out of the University of Florida. 1-1 pitch by Bautista, and Deison, hot shot back into the screen, brings the count to 1-2. 1 away in the top of the ninth, 9-4, Salem leads Delmarva. With the win, the Red Sox will clinch their second straight home series victory. Currently lead this series 3-1. And here's the 1-2 pitch to Deison, a breaking ball slider that misses outside. As it falls low and away, the count goes to 2-2. And now Marcelo Meyer, Nathan Hickey, and Adanis Bautista will talk on the mound. Maybe a little bit of a conversation, wondering if Acevedo tries to be aggressive and steal towards second because the count is 2-2. But we'll find out here what's able to occur. Acevedo really hasn't shown any sign of taking off towards second. He doesn't hear on the 2-2 as Deison will line this out towards right field. Bailey moving back, and it's off the glove into the wall. Acevedo at third base will stop while Deison is into second. And now two runners in scoring position for the Shorebirds as Heston Kerstad will come to the plate. Well, that is a difficult ball to play for Daryl Balin. It was almost looping around. So one of those balls that hit, it kind of goes on the inside, then it rolls to the out a bit. And Balin was just moving back to the track, and he was unable to make the grab. It leaped off the glove. It bounced off the wall. And, well, do you know that Acevedo and Deison move into scoring position? So before the Heston Kerstad at-bat, Nick Green will make his first appearance at the mound today and talk with Bautista as Salem leads 9-4. It will not be a hit for Deison. It will be instead be an E9 on Daryl Balin. But the Shorebirds will take it any way they can get right now. They already have suffered one out here in the top of the ninth. The Red Sox need to get two more outs to close in on this victory. So Nick Green works back to the dugout. Everyone moves back to their traditional positions with runners on second and third base. So we have Acevedo at third and Deison at second and Heston Kerstad at the plate. Two RBIs this season, and Kerstad has been heating up as the game has gone along, has back-to-back hits on back-to-back at-bats. First pitch from Bautista goes outside for ball number one. And the tying run is in the hole right now for Delmarva. So definitely trending in the right direction for the Shorebirds as Kerstad will swing on a 1-0 fastball as it was going low and Kerstad could not stop the check swing. And the count runs even at 1-1. Bautista with a long look steps in on the 1-1. This spikes in front of home plate. And Hickey's able to protect that baseball from rolling towards the backstop. Hopped up pretty high to the chest level of Hickey, but he played it smart and just kept it in front of him and made sure the count could go to 2-1 with runners on second and third. Isaac De Leon on deck. The 2-1 pitch to Kerstad, and this is out towards right center field into the gap. It falls for a base hit. It rolls to the wall. Acevedo scores, as well as Deison. And into second base again, it is Heston Kerstad. A 2-RBI double. It is Salem 9. It is Delmarva 6. The Shorebirds will not go quietly into the night. Now a 3-5 night for Heston Kerstad. And now that tying run is on deck. But first it is Isaac De Leon. The Salem bullpen has one pitcher warming up right now. as De Leon swings on the slider from Bautista, and he misses for strike number one. O-1 count with one away. Bautista fires. This is spiked in front of home, but Hickey's able to glove save it. That one was one of the most impressive stops we've seen. It bounced weird, made a spin. Hickey just used the glove to keep it in front of him. I know it's Stanley Cup Finals time, but if he doesn't have a future in baseball catcher, I mean, that was an incredible save, like a goalie. 1-1 pitch, and De Leon will hit this straight up. It is playable as Hickey rips off the face mask and will drop the baseball. It falls in foul territory, so it will go as strike number two. But the body language of Nathan Hickey after he dropped it, his shoulders almost kind of fell for a second, almost like in disbelief, like, are you kidding me? He dropped the glove a little bit as he was making the grab. I wonder if that had a weird bounce in his glove, but the count goes to 1-2, pitches away, and it's just upstairs for ball number two. So inches away from getting that second out of the inning. Slips past Nathan Hickey's glove. And the at-bat for Isaac De Leon continues. 2-2 pitch. Bautista steps in and De Leon pops it up. And it heads into the sweet area beneath us. Keeps it at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The offense has really ramped up these last few innings. Salem with 3 in the bottom of the 7th. Delmarva with 3 in the top of the 8th. Salem with 1 in the bottom of the 8th. And now Delmarva with 2 here in the top of the 9th. 2-2 count. Bautista steps in. This goes low, and Hickey's able to block it again as the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. And we are 1 pitch away, folks. We're bringing the tying run to the plate for the Shorebirds. In these last few nights, we have really praised the Red Sox bullpen for their ability to really close out these games with some great pitching. But tonight, it's hit a little bit of a rocky road. 5 runs in these last 2 innings have Delmarva right back in the game as De Leon hits up the middle off of Bautista's glove. Bonassi's able to glove it, throw it over to Jordan at first in time. What a play. Bonassi fired it from one knee out in deep second base, but he was able to get the runner and De Leon. Kirsten moves to third, but a big second out for the Red Sox brings us to the last possible out. Noelbert Romero, the last chance here for Delmarva in the top of the 9th. And for Bautista and the Red Sox, that is a huge step in the right direction. They took a great defensive play to get the second out as Bautista's first pitch goes low and outside for ball number one. The 1-0 pitch from Bautista, and this is lifted out towards center field. Carson Simas moves in and makes the grab for out number 3, out number 27. And the Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds by the final score of 9-6 to win the series. With this 4 games won this week, they look to go 5-1 tomorrow night against this Delmarva Shorebirds side at 5.05 p.m. It was the offense that told the story today. Big innings from the Red Sox. A 3-run bottom of the 3rd. A 3-run bottom of the 7th. Nico Cavades with a big day. Nathan Hickey, 2 home runs for the Salem Red Sox. He is our Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Game. As he returns to the lineup today for Salem, he is able to power this offense through this game and give the Red Sox their 3rd straight victory. And for Salem, it keeps them in the mix for the Carolina League North Division lead. They improved to 32-30 on the season as Delmarva drops to 41 here in 2022. We'll step aside right now here on MILB.TV, but we will come back to give you more of that post-game show field. It is the Salem Red Sox defeating the Delmarva Shorebirds by the final score of 9-6 on this Saturday evening. We're going to be back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Salem Red Sox take down the Delmarva Shorebirds by the final score of 9-6. A little bit of a scare towards the end, but the Red Sox were able to fend off the Shorebirds as they took this victory today to win the series and make it three straight victories for Salem. It was a hot start by the Red Sox. They scored one run in the bottom of the second inning, but the Shorebirds quickly responded with their own run in the top of the third. Then Salem was able to build that lead up a little bit more after a pair of home runs by Nathan Hickey and Nico Gavadas led it to a three-run bottom of the third inning, making it 4-1 Red Sox in after three innings of play. Salem also added some more offense along the night. One run in the bottom of the fifth, three runs in the bottom of the seventh. They were up comfortably 8-1. But Delmarva started to squeak their way back in the game with a three-run top of the eighth inning. But then Nathan Hickey hit a second home run of the night in the bottom of the eighth to give themselves a 9-4 lead. But the Shorebirds weren't done yet. They scored two runs in the top of the ninth inning, but it was not enough for the Delmarva Shorebirds to come back in the game, and the Salem Red Sox win this one 9-6. 11 hits for the Red Sox, 10 hits for the Shorebirds. Kind of a sloppy game. Three errors from the Delmarva Shorebirds, three errors from the Salem Red Sox as well. But for Salem Red Sox fans that are listening in, the 9 means more than the 6, and that is why this win means so much for the Salem Red Sox. And with this win, just mention it, they won the series. They have an opportunity of taking another 5-1 series victory over the Delmarva Shorebirds on Sunday night. 5:05 p.m. first pitch time right here on MILB.TV as the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds will play one last time here in Southwest Virginia before they play up a six-game series up in Salisbury on the July 4th week. So obviously this first half of the season is coming to an end, and the Salem Red Sox have made great work of this week. They got swept against the Charleston River Dogs last week. They needed to come out strong this week and win some big-time games. They've won 4 out of 5 in the series, and if they can win tomorrow night, they put themselves in a pretty much a great position with 3 days to go in the first half of the season. So with this win, the Salem Red Sox improved to 32-30 on the year as the Delmarva Shorebirds drop to 20-41. But it's the Red Sox today with the win. That's all that matters at this point, is keeping up the wins and trying to keep that gap between some of the top teams in the Carolina League North Division as minimal as possible. Well, that's going to do it from our broadcast here in Salem, Virginia. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for including us in your Saturday night plans as the Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 9-6. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night, and we will join you tomorrow again here from Salem Memorial Ballpark for Juneteenth and Father's Day as the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds will battle one last time this week at 5:05 p.m. Have a great night, everybody.